There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. But I'm a bad guy, up for two and tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to throw. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source for Marvel Avengers Alliance. I'm Epic Boss McFall, and I am not sure we can pull off an episode without the soapbox clots.
We'll do our best. We'll try.
We'll give it our best.
We'll make an attempt. That's all we can do.
What I can say about that before we get into the rest of the introductions, if you want more of soapbox clots and seeing what he's doing right now, check out Breaking the Panel. It is on iTunes. It is on blogtalkradio.com/breakingthepanel. And brand new giantsizeteamup.com is the network site, and you can find Breaking the Panel there as well. So that's where Klotz can be found weekly, and he's still building his own show, and it's going to be awesome.
Yes. Not just weekly, but strongly as well.
Yes. Yes. I was like, yeah, we are doing strong. Oh, wait, that's a pun. Never mind.
very bad pun.
That's Golden Age Emmett, and he's got some headlines.
Dad joke. We're going to talk about crickets chirping. Wait a minute. I can't read my notes. Does that mean crickets chirping? Oh, sound effect. Crickets chirping, right?
Yeah. I don't have that sound effect.
That's more of a dad joke there. We'll talk a little bit about Howard the Duck lockboxes. And that's coming to an end, but they did extend it a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about that. And since there's no news on the MAA front, we'll talk a little bit about MAA 2. And see how we're all doing with that. More importantly, let's talk about what you should be spending your hard-earned gold on. A couple sales. You want me to do the sales?
Yeah, I'll
do the sales. I never even talked about sales.
I got distracted with all your dad jokes. Did you get Howard the Duck yet?
I do have Howard the Duck.
Oh, that must be Tristan's leaving. Because I figure with all these dad jokes, you have some kind of empty nest syndrome going on.
Oh, man.
The Akira's on. Today's the day of the bad jokes.
Trapped all right. You never made. All right. So a few things on sale today. Obviously, we've got our limited edition PvP items, the Saya, the black belt, and the kimono. Also, we've got some refined ISO on sale. The reactive skillful, reactive stalwart, and reactive chaotic sold in 8 packs for 22 gold each. That is a whopping savings of 30% off their normal price of 32 or 40, depending on which one, for the 8-pack. The chaotic, which is like all of your stats beefed up, is 28 gold instead of 22.
So, yeah, it's honestly, it's not a bad way to go.
It isn't. Those are good ones to pick up, and the refined reactive is way, way better than the ones you get, you know, just with the silver purchase. So it's worth picking up. They're good, you know. Big boost to health and stamina, and then other boosts across the board to attack, defense, accuracy, and evasion.
Now, up until this week, there were actually some really good sales on the suit that lets your agent carry 2 EISOs.
Right. The empowered squared suits.
Yep. And there have been different weapons and those kind of things. Did you pick up any suits or weapons during the past sale?
I didn't. I've got the ones that I want. I've got the bruiser. I've got the scrapper. And I think I've got the blaster. And I didn't buy the infiltrator and tactician to round those out, which is fine with me. Not like, you know, I'm sitting on a bunch of gold thanks to the last gold sale, but for whatever reason, didn't spend it on that. I guess I'm saving it in case there's something else coming down the pike. I don't know what.
There's always going to be something else. There's always going to be something else.
Well, hopefully there's always going to be something going on. Yeah.
You know, wow. Comic-Con is in 2 months, 3 months? It's in the spring, right?
Right, yeah. We're going to get our anniversary before then. So there's going to be something for the anniversary in February. Just based on what they were talking about, I mean, we should be seeing the Howard the Duck alt anytime now.
That's right.
We should be seeing the new Spec Ops anytime now.
Well, the reason I brought up Comic-Con, because 2 years ago, I think it was, before season two. Season one was at this point. We were at like chapter 10 with 11 and 12 still coming, or maybe it had just been released. I don't remember. But basically, we were close to the end of season one, and they were at Comic-Con, and they announced a full season two. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of hoping for something similar to that, seeing as chapter 10 should be dropping any day now. That puts us in the end run for this season. And, you know, because you figure every other month or so they drop a chapter. So by spring, we should be hitting close to 12. What's that?
Every other month they drop a chapter? Is that how often they were doing those? I thought it was way fewer.
Is it longer space? It might be longer space than that.
I didn't think
maybe so, because I know in November we did not get the chapter. We got, was it October? Was it before October that we got chapter 9?
Chapter 9 came out. Does this say? It should say, right, on the wiki.
Wiki.
I'm not seeing it on the wiki. It's got to be. I mean, there's no general. I mean, on the general chapter page, it usually says, like for Spec Ops, it'll say what day the thing started. Restricted Heroes notes. Yeah, it was 4 months ago that the Go Inside article, the Marvel Go Inside article, came out. And just under 4 months ago that the Chapter 9 is live message came out.
All right, so
let's see when Chapter 8 came out. We'll see how.
Yeah. While you look that up, Chapter 10, we do expect Chapter 10 to drop anytime soon. If it's going 4 months, that'd still be right about announcing the next step, the next phase, if they have an announcement to make about the next phase.
It was, what was the deal? It was, when they talked about the things that were coming up, they said that that Chapter 10 would be coming. It looks like it was August was the
holy crap.
Nope, still, let's see. No, still Chapter 8 discussion in August. June? Here we go. Yeah, June. June was Chapter 8.
So June was 8, and then you think
Chapter 9 was August, and then nothing since.
And then So we have nothing to base it on. Is what we're saying,
There's no schedule that we can use to expect when they're gonna drop it. But
I'm just saying, Platinum, we'd like to hear about a season 3 for sure.
Yes,
we'd like to hear about a small. We did it for the server transfer. It was a 6 week dead period, which was way too long. But maybe a 1 or 2 week dead period of you getting off of Flash and getting on to HTML5 or something else that still stays on Facebook, but allows us to play better. Because I got to say, my biggest frustration with PvP is not the teams. It's not how my team's doing. It's the fact that Java crashes on me half the time. And I know a Playdom thing. You know, I know that's an Adobe thing, but that's my biggest frustration with the game as a whole.
You mean Flash, not Java?
Sorry. Yes. Flash.
Flash is just crap. Yeah. You know, I'm going to say it right now that, Flash is
1990s technology, man.
It is. And it's so, I mean, the problem with Flash is that it has to keep being patched because of so many vulnerabilities. For what it does, it's great. You know, for doing animation fairly easily and having having an interface, I've actually had to do Flash movies, and it's really, really easy to create animations in it, but there's so many vulnerabilities that it has to get patched constantly. And because of that, something may get blocked or broken or changed in a patch that something was relying on, a piece of software was relying on.
Yes.
And it's just so unpredictable as far as, you know, if something is going to work 2 months from now, if it's Flash based. So, especially something as complicated and involved as MAA. Now, the frustrating thing with PvP for me is the fact that the teams, because of the nerf to Iron Fist and some other changes, Amazing Spider-Girl, for example, the teams are starting to get pretty homogenous, right? You've got your Null and Kurth in about 80% of the teams.
I'm facing one right now.
The other 20% are the Pest Enchantress team.
Yeah.
It seems like. Yeah. I don't know. I guess you still get the occasional somebody who didn't get the memo about Black Knight.
No, I haven't seen the Black Knight, but I still see the Rocket Noir or Rocket Union Jack teams every once in a while.
And the occasional Red Hulk Pestilence.
Yeah, Rolk is still
Pestilence. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So I've actually gone back to my old favorite, Avalanche and Null, for my offense team.
Yeah.
Because I can tear through Null and Kurth teams just like that with that. And 90% of the Pestchantress teams I can rip through. But I'll be honest, I've been spending a lot more time these last few days, last couple of weeks, playing MAA2 more than MAA1. So.
Yeah, and I do wonder how much of that, and this is an honest question, how much of that is shiny, shiny newness?
It's a lot of it is shiny, shiny newness. Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way. I keep trying to find problems with the game, and so far I'm having difficulty finding problems with the game.
Problems with MAA2?
Yeah.
Oh, it's grindy. Yeah. That's a very big problem I have with it, is that it is a very grindy game.
But it's not, to me, it's not more grindy than MAA. I mean, if you remember back, I mean, I know you've been Super Spartan for 20 decades now, but I don't know. Farming, you're going back, you don't farm really too much in the game. You do a little bit if you even consider, you know, the away missions farming.
Oh, yeah, the scouting missions?
Scouting missions, yeah.
Sure, that's a lot of farming. And I'm guessing that, just based on what somebody posted on the forums, is that Saturday is when the silver scouting missions come up.
Oh, really?
Which I haven't even seen before, but apparently I am in a silver... Man, I hate that USB audio codec thing. Yeah, I'm in a silver drought right now, so it is...
I did see that once, and at the time I was bucks up, so I didn't pay attention to it. But you're right, there's a silver scouting. Good, because I need some silver scouting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. There's with no
fair. That's fair
with
enough.
No flight deck to sit there and have my high level heroes flying in and out on. That is a big, I'd love to be able to send some silver from my MAA account to my MAA2 account, but if they had a joint bank account, and silver.
I've got some tips and feedback and stuff to give everybody on that game in a little bit, but I know we're talking about MAA here. But I will say I'm actually looking forward to when MAA2's newness wears off. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just always wanting to be in it, because I do want to focus back on MAA. And it's honestly been a task. Not because the game is bad, not because I have any problems with it, but it's like I'm in situations where I have to put one down and not do both.
Well, and
I don't
it does.
Get to play both as much as often together.
That's exactly it. Yeah, I mean, it just comes to a time constraint issue. Because both games doing PvP well, doing daily missions to get the duck lockboxes and things like that, that's a lot of time. And then going into MAA2, you also need to, you've got your daily missions there, and you've got chapters you got to work through, and you're leveling these people and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see how it all shakes out after the shiny newness of MAA2 dulls a little bit. Will I continue playing both games, or am I gonna klotz one game off and focus on the other one? And I say that with love, Paul.
Yeah, man.
But that was the thing, is that there were so many other games that he wanted to play, and that is the situation with this, is that I want to play MAA2 and I want to play some Fallout and I want to play some raid with my buddies for World of Warcraft and things like that. So there's a realistic, Paul is not off the mark with his having to decide one game over the other and stuff like that. Yeah. there's a lot of truth to that in the balance and getting the balance right. So
I'm not a huge gamer. I love games. I don't have the time to play a ton of games. I look at somebody like our friend Brian Dunaway and go, wow, how do you do that? That's amazing.
Because he only has one podcast. Well, two. Film Sack.
At least two. Well, and he's the podcast director for Dragon Con, so that's keeping him busy.
That's once a year that business
happens. But yeah, he has a job, you know, so.
Try committing to a four-day-a-week podcast, man.
No, I'm good. You handle that one here.
Yeah.
So my main game has always been MAA. And, of course, that kills me when it's slow, when there's not new content, there's no tournaments, blah, blah, blah. But now I have MAA 2 on my tablet, so I'm always on that. And I found myself back in, like, the early days of MAA when there was so much content and I was leveling so fast. I always had my tablet in my hand. And it got to the point, finally, after, like, months of no issues, my wife, like, what's going on in your game today that you won't put it down? You at least put it down to watch some TV. You're like, I'm playing a second game now.
This is different. Yeah. This is different.
I know it's the same characters, but it's different. I promise.
Yeah, it is. It's all that stuff going on with the collecting characters and getting them leveled up and getting other characters leveled up and getting caught up with the new chapters. Once we get into that groove with MAA 2, it seems like it will be a lot easier to keep up with, right? There's 28 characters right now. I think I've got maybe 12 of them. Maybe more. I don't know. None of them are higher than level 25. Still trying to get them up. Still trying to get my own, you know, the commander level up. More chapters, getting hard mode finished on some of the chapters.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of content right now. And if Spec Ops were to drop, and it probably will drop within the next few days, Spec Ops were to drop today.
I know, it puts us on hold, right?
It does, yeah. MA2 can wait. I'll get in, I'll do my dailies because I like getting that stuff, and I'll do enough PvP to kind of get by. I do want to get Angela. There's only 30 days.
I keep thinking that joke in my head. We'll get down to the last 7 days. Oh my God, it's game week. You got to get in the fight because you're leaving.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I kind of like PvP in... there are a lot of things to like about PvP and MAA 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you don't drop down. The fact that there aren't defensive losses.
God. Above all else, you nailed that, Plato. You nailed that right. Just no defensive battles, no defensive losses. When I see a good team that I lose to offensively, I'm like, wow, you really put together a great team. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't to fight me off. It was so you could climb the ranks. And that's really cool.
Right. And I got to say, there's a little bit of a benefit to us getting in there and whoever else has kind of done the whole Australian dance to get in and start playing that early, because PvP, I'm sure, is a lot easier now than it's going to be 3 months from now, you know, with people leveling. And of course, Wallet Warriors coming into play and saying, all right, I'm just going to buy Electro and I'm going to buy
I don't know that you can do that. The only thing I've seen that you can buy, quite literally, is gold.
Right.
And, well, no, I guess if you bought and enough gold, you can skip those tasks.
Exactly.
That's a lot of gold, dude.
Of course, yeah. But I mean, look at the people with the insert, their armories full of insert coins.
Do we think that's really wallet warrioring, or do we think that's a hack
with
insert coins? Because I was kind of leaning towards, with those huge 64 gold weapons, somebody did the math sometimes, like 4 or 7 grand or something. I mean, it's a lot of real world money.
It's somebody with a stolen credit card is what it is.
Yeah, that could be. I always kind of assumed it was a hack, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably is.
But you're right. You're right. There could be issues. But for the most part, you still have to level those guys to a point. You have to equip them right. You have to. And even then, from what I can see, everybody can be beaten in this game. That means every character can also win in this game. You know, I haven't found a single hero yet that I'm like, oh, they suck. Like, I have Black Panther. He's on my back line because he doesn't resonate with me, not because he's not a good fighter.
You know,
I could take him in and destroy with him. I just don't like playing with him, which is two different things. think.
Sure. Nope, that totally is.
With the PvP itself, where are you in your rankings?
I am level 5, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, so up there, but not... and I'm getting into where it's like a lot of playing or a lot of tougher fights to get through to the top, to get to S level, whatever S stands for. Super? Superior?
I don't know. It's infinity. I know that. I mean, as far as like the... it goes vibranium and then like infinity or something like that. But yeah, I don't know what S stands for ever. Right. S was in... The first time I ever saw ranked S was in Devil May Cry. And I don't know. Now, Four Way Flasher says, it makes me sad to play MAA 2 because they're just going to end up wiping all the work we've done. That's an assumption that's being made. I don't think... I mean, I think you need to be prepared to lose your work, yes.
Yes.
Because it's a beta, and for those of us not physically in Australia, we've, you know, sideways our way into it.
Right.
But you don't necessarily assume that it's going to do that.
Right. For me, and the thing is, and the thing about that is, on the Australian page, you know, when you log into the Australian App Store and look at this thing, there's nothing on there that says that it's beta.
Right.
Right. It's just released in Australia before anywhere else. So I don't see them wiping out everybody in Australia's progress.
Right.
And my guess is that to be fair, they're probably not gonna, you know, wipe out worldwide progress. But I mean, I'm ready for it if they do it. There's, you know, I've said it before. There's a couple things that I probably would make some different choices on, as far as like purchases of attacks that are like, oh, that attack kind of sucks. I wouldn't have spent my action points on that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind the restart, but I'm guessing that there won't be. And you know, hey, if I'm proven wrong, then I'm proven wrong. But I don't predict that there's going to be a reset.
Right. I mean, for you and I think it's more of an investment of time for the show and for the news of it all to get everybody ready to go when the next one lands, or when it lands worldwide, rather, so that nobody's feeling behind or lost or, you know, figuring it out on their own. So I'm okay. I mean, I'm okay if it erases. I'm like, oh, well, that was the cost to get this show content and to get my hands on it because I'm enjoying my time. And restarting an account would not be horrible because, like you said, oh, I wouldn't have spent my coins on that one. Like with the red canisters, which give you, they say they give you 1-star abilities. However, it can give you 2- and 3-star abilities.
Right. Yeah. I've gotten maybe one or two items out of, that weren't 1-star abilities. And most of the time it's a 1-star ability you already had.
Seeing that as much as it is, I probably wouldn't have spent my coin on some of the 2-star abilities. I've actually gotten some duplicate 2-star stuff, but I was like, oh, definitely don't spend any coin. And it's earned coin. I'm not talking about money at all, but any earned coin on any of your abilities until you're ready to get to 3-star, because you'll pretty much, 2 stars are arguable. For sure, you might can generate that, but the 3-star, you can't generate. And the 1-stars, you get them over and over and over again now, these red canisters. Right. Which is a great way to generate the purple points.
So, yeah, exactly. No argument there.
Going back to MAA, I've actually struggled because of my fascination with MAA 2. I've actually struggled getting my 5 in for the day on the PvP tournament. however... The, you know, RNGesus has been kind to me, and I've been coming into mostly up numbers on my defense or very low down numbers.
Nice.
So I just made sure to stay in the running for Howard the Duck on the daily missions, and then I try to get in the PvP as I can. Because here's the thing. I mean, with either one of these games, you can sit down and play a battle. I'm using Air Bunny, you know, Cody Fingers here for those on the podcast. But in reality, you're going to spend an hour. You know, if you're just chasing your mission, your daily mission, and then 5 PvP battles, you're talking an hour and a half of time. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, that gets away from me really quickly, going, oh, crap, I'm supposed to be doing something else right now.
Yeah, it's totally true. That and going through and visiting all your allies and collecting, you know, silver and points and stuff like that. Haven't even done dailies since I got Howard the Duck. I haven't even gone into the dailies and done anything, and which means I've missed out on some EISO and some AISO wins, things like that. Yeah. So
whenever that pops up, I'm like, oh yeah, that is today, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, it's midnight, time for me to go to bed. Sorry, I can't play anymore.
Right. Right. So, Howard the Duck, did you say if you've gotten him?
You know, RNGesus is not happy with me there.
Aww.
I got to three covers I needed, so it was like five. So I had five fairly quickly, and I filled up the six bar halfway and then got number six. And I filled up the seventh bar all the way to the bill on him to get. That's with some gold canisters too, some lot boxes I bought with gold. Just like, come on, speed this thing up. Let's see what happens. And so, no, I am waiting on my eighth cover. And I'm in two duplicates into that bar right now. So I'm just going to keep playing the dailies until either I get him or the dailies quit. And then whatever gold I have will go to trying to get that last cover. Because I hear he's a ton of fun. And it's just cool to have him.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played him yet. It's funny. He's been on my flight deck since I've got him. I've got him trained up to level 3 or 4, but it's all just been, you know, log in, PvP, visit allies, done. And then it's just a matter of keeping that window up on my other computer and resending everybody out on the flight deck until things kind of mellow out work-wise. That's the other thing right now is there's a ton of work right now, so... Yeah. It's a tough balance with MA1, MA2, and work.
So that's a tough balance for you, period. And most people's slow time, that's when you're busy.
Yeah,
that's your
right.
Busy time.
It's like end of year sales and things like that. Lots of ads, lots of people who want to kick off a brand new website on the first of the year or the first, you know, couple months of the year. So it's, you know.
So you're saying the launch of the Giant Size Team Up Network was... poorly timed to fit in with that.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, that was a fun project. Get all that stuff going.
So, you know, I know we mentioned it earlier. We're going to mention it again here. We're in phase one of Giant Size Team Up Network. Go there, giantsizeteamup.com. Mm-hmm. And we have everything there. DC on screen, MCU cast, Blazing Defender Report. Kingfisher, of course, is over there. Our show is Breaking the Panel from the Helicarrier panel by panel. Are all featured there. And Breaking the Panel and Panel by Panel have their own websites now branching off of that. So you can find them there. Of course, giantsizeteamup.com/ the name of the show. And Panel by Panel's branding is with an X, everybody.
Right. So panel X Panel.
Yep, Panel X Panel. Because I like PXP. I think it's cool. So that's why sure, I did it that sure. way. And again, like you said, big thanks to Nikolai for a lot of help in the artwork department. And honestly, for really helping moderate the Agents Only Lounge while we've been very focused on getting this stuff up and running.
For sure.
Trust, just like Marvel, we have multiple phases coming with this site. So it's a matter of time, money, and need. But we're definitely got some bigger things coming with that. So spread the word, have everybody come in there, and it's going to be fun.
Cool.
So PvP now in MAA. You said you went back to Null Avalanche.
Yep, Avalanche and Null. Yep.
And how's that working with you? Are you staying in Adamantium? Where are you?
I am still – no, I'm I'd gotten into Vibranium and then missed a day of PvP and then got bumped back down. But so I'm kind of close to the edge of the high edge of Vibranium, I think. Yeah. If not, it won't be hard for me to climb back up. That's where I'm at. But, you know, it's kind of fun going back to that team because for a while I was doing the Emma Frost Spider-Girl team, which is it's a lot of fun. It's a fun team to play. But obviously with the nerfs and changes – it didn't make sense to keep going with those. So went back to Avalanche and Null, and I'd forgotten how much fun this team is. It's a lot of all area or all enemy attacks, yeah. As well as I'm keeping the Peace Pulse rifle because it's still good to throw those throw despair on the entire team and say, no, no healing for you, just in case a heroic age Iron Fist slips in or an enchantress who, you know, gaining that health every single time she does anything. So, it's still a fun team to play. I don't mind trotting those guys back out.
I'm still sticking with the British Invasion team. I went back and put Spitfire back on my team, and I've been playing it a little differently. It's still kind of hit or miss with some of the stuff, but it's fun, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. If I'm enjoying playing the team, then you know, I'll worry about the rest later. My defense, I went old school, man. I went and finally finished farming. Say that five times quickly. The EISO for Invisible Woman. It's her shield. It's the spirit. It's whatever it's called. I forget what the EISO is, but basically anytime there's a shield on, it takes a debuff off the team every single round.
Okay.
And so it's very cleansing, as it were. And so I have her with Emma Frost on my defense. So it's like if you're relying on debuffs to take them down, that's very difficult because she pops shields almost every turn, and every time she pops a shield, it takes a debuff off and so on and so forth. So I've actually, that's why I believe I've seen some nice green numbers. I was in Diamond and just kind of, honestly, not putting a lot of effort into it, just kind of getting my five in and playing him at A2. Right. And one day I came in and it's like, hey, you're in Vibranium now, thanks to your defense. Like, oh, thanks, defense.
Nice. Always a big plus when your defense does the work and bumps you up. Very nice.
However, I gotta tell you, after tasting the sweet, sweet PvP that is in MA2, I am terrified of game day, dreading game day, man, I really don't want to have to spend 8 hours at a computer or on the tablet to get an adamantium or to even hold vibranium.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of what I feel is coming, because that's what it's been on every other game day. It's like, well, I'm kind of thinking, what if I don't try to get an adamantium? What if I just leave it in vibranium? And I'm thinking, no, there's a good chance I'll still lose 200 points and get slammed down.
Right. So. Yeah. You can't rely on your, you're not going to be able to rely on your defensive team to pump you up. Do what, you know, what smart players recommend we do, which is get into adamantium 2 or 3 days before, and then just spend a couple hours beefing up your adamantium score on those last couple days before game day.
Yeah, that takes a lot.
You got a weekend, you know, take some time on the weekend. Play, if you're going to do 8 hours sitting in front of your machine or your tablet, do it all on the weekend and
yeah,
build yourself up a cushion then.
Yeah, when I'm supposed to be in divorce counseling, do that instead.
Right. Exactly. It's a perfect time to do it.
Yeah. Hold on, Doc. Hold on. I'm getting attacked right now. Hold just 1 second.
Hey, Doc, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be awesome.
That'll go well.
So Howard the Duck is slow going. I'm very excited to get him, hopefully, soon. Mm-hmm. PvP has been doing fine. And actually, I spun up some nice gold and nice silver. And that's been fun in MAA. Man, when do you think this Spec Ops is going to drop? Because if we didn't have MAA2, we'd be sitting here on the show going,
right,
where's the content?
Exactly. You know, people in chat have been speculating that it'll be like today or even Thursday when we see it. So who knows? We just got to kind of keep an eye out for it. I wouldn't expect it to be today. I would say by Friday. We're going to see the next Spec Ops. Have we even gotten, I know we know that it's going to be Red She-Hulk, right? It's Spec Ops 32, correct. Follow Leader. Red She-Hulk is the reward hero. Winter Soldier is the lockbox hero.
Right, and they finally bring Mastermind. You know what? Have we ever done two lockboxes at once? I think we have. Two lockbox collections at once.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I got a feeling in the back of my mind that we have. And it has to do, because, you know, we have Howard the Duck going on. And there has been some code divers that have jumped in and found something from the Latin America MAA code that shows that they might be extending Howard the Duck, right? Possibly through January 11th.
January 11th, yeah. They've that's actually official now, isn't it? That
I don't know.
that lock boxes, you'll still be able to earn lock boxes until January 11th. So you've got time if you don't have them yet. And I think that means that there's at least going to be one more 20 box mission, you know, the weekly missions that give you the 20 duck boxes.
Yeah, that would be nice. I could use 20 more.
Oh yeah, it's nice to get those all in one batch for sure.
I think I need about 60 more lot boxes to guarantee a cover.
Really? Wow.
Because I'm only into the eighth, so that's if it's 80 lot boxes max to fill out that bar, right? Then yeah, I need 60 more lot boxes.
People are saying that Valentine's Day might be the unofficial expected finish.
Okay, that's what Nikolai is also confirming here. Official is 11th, yeah. Speculated is February 14th. And Lance Dargoon, which, come on, man, Lancer Dragon, you can't do Lance Dragon. Come on. Lance Dargoon says we had one with a. I just think of the game. I mean, immediately, I don't know, I never played the game. Never. But I remember Lancer Dragoons. Game on Sega Genesis or something. I don't remember.
Right.
We had one with, he says, or he or she, whatever, says we had one lockbox with a Spec Ops and a PvP lockbox at the same time. So we have done two lockbox collections at one time. So it is definitely possible that even if they extend Howard the Duck, they can still go ahead and drop the Spec Ops so that we can start collecting Winter Soldier as well.
Cool.
I'm right. excited about it.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And you know, like I said, I was going to say that we haven't seen artwork on it yet, but I guess technically it wasn't on the Twitter feed, but it was in that forum post. We did see a picture of Red She-Hulk in there, as well as a photo of Zax and the leader.
Finally.
Finally, I know, right? We've had everybody else's arch enemy. I'm surprised we hadn't had the leader until now.
So that's going to be cool. I'm just kind of scanning through the thing if we need to read anything from chat room. Does not load that way. I guess we can go ahead and play the king and see what he has to say today. So let me get that rolled over. By the way, how many problems do you have where a woman is not one?
Where a woman is not what?
One of them. How many problems can you have when a woman's...
I would guess maybe 99.
That would be All Hail the King number 99. Oh, next week is 100. We're gonna have to pop some beer for him or something.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I hit the button. My bad. Let me try that again. We were talking. Sorry, King.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, for this week, I got home really late, and I was also late getting up, but either way, I was trying to think about what should we cover as far as a video. There was always a possibility of more Howard, but since the next All Hail the King episode is already going to feature Howard, and by next, I mean the one that's looming, it's coming either tonight or tomorrow. So in this coming week, there's really no new character to cover. Don't get me wrong though, I'm not even bored with the game or pressing for content. They've been releasing quite a bit of stuff, and I'm having a blast with the duck. Although I do expect that they're going to release Spec Up, possibly even today, and I do question why they tend not to release things on Monday. I'm not sure who posted it, but I do remember a thread in the Agents Only Lounge that I believe said things either never or rarely release on a Monday. I'd actually like to take a look at that again. But in truth, I wonder why that is. You would think after the break that would have been a perfect day to release the new Spec Op. And I am excited to see Red She-Hulk and Winter Soldier or whatever's supposed to come. I'll be honest with you, I think that's what's supposed to come, but I was kind of in a daze in December. Being really sick for a few weeks and around the holiday was terrible. Besides though getting an awesome character or two, the other reason I wouldn't mind the Spec Op is because I'm actually running out of silver. Training all these heroes to 15 doesn't come cheap. I think I'm about halfway done, something like that. I've got a ways to go, but I also have pages and pages of heroes waiting to train. All thanks to the simulator. The latest character that I have training is Ghost Rider, and he's someone I've wanted to take a look at for quite some time. First of all, I don't know about you, but I love Ghost Rider. I love the character. I remember reading his books when I was young, and more recently, I actually got an okay copy of his first appearance. Then I went on to get Ghost Rider number 2, 3, 4, and I believe 5. So I just need number 1. That's another somewhat expensive book for me, at least. But hopefully one day I'll get that as well. I also got to meet his creator, Gary Friedrich, at a Comic-Con.
Nice.
Shook his hand and got his autograph. And the guy was super nice. He actually gave a Ghost Rider book with it and then just signed that. So that's also a treasured piece of my Ghost Rider collection. As far as the character in-game, he helped me win my first Adamantium League character, Cable, back in Season 2. I used him and Doctor Strange. He was just incredible. First of all, his level 6 would melt armor, do good damage, and cause soul fire, which removed beneficial statuses. Plus, it caused a dot. Enemy teams, especially someone with Quicksilver, would quickly build up sin stacks. Mm-hmm. Then you would just unleash his level 9 and knock someone out with his level 2. It was that powerful. And maybe the best part about it is, it never missed. It always hit them, even if they were phased or anything like that. It was going to knock someone out. Then build in, he had a chance to not die, which was pretty awesome. So yeah, his infernal contract and just everything about him was amazing. Since then, he has seen an A-ISO, which is the Damning Augmented ISO 8. It causes his level 1 to apply sin to all enemies. Then he also received 2 E-ISO, the Tenacious Empowered ISO 8. This actually says the first attack that would reduce Ghost Rider's health to 0 will return him to 50% health instead. Mm-hmm. And his other E-ISO is the one that still eludes me from Chapter 9. Well, one of the few, and that's the Ferocious E-ISO. It's going to grant him Fury Road.
I think I have
so
that.
He gains bruised benefit yep. when attacked. Now, in part because I've always wanted it, and in part because I want to make this video, I'm going to farm for this as hard as I possibly can. Hopefully I do get it, but regardless, we're going to make the next video all about Ghost Rider. And that's kind of in an effort to go back and take a look at older characters that are still pretty awesome. So yeah, it really doesn't matter if there's new content or not, there's still a lot of different things I want to do. And I have quite a few ideas as well. Still though, I expect that new Spec Ops soon. Who knows, maybe even today, but that's just a hunch. If not, sometime later this week. As for last week's All Hail the King, look for that really soon. And the next one featuring Ghost Rider won't be too far behind. That's it for now, but thank you all for listening, and now I want to send it back to the hosts.
You know, there's a Ghost Rider, Henry Rollins song that I always think of from the soundtrack The Crow back in the 90s, but it's about Ghost Rider, and I think it's called Ghost Rider. Maybe it's not Henry Rollins, but I'm pretty sure it is, but it's really cool, and you should check out The Crow soundtrack, King, and I think you'd dig that song to go along with your collection. I dare ask, because I kind of dug it, even though it's cheesy as crap, what does the King think about Nicolas Cage as Ghost Rider? Has Ghost Rider reverted back to Marvel yet?
Ownership? I think so. I think, it was called Ghost Rider, No Space Between Ghost and Rider. It's by Rollins Band from The Crow.
Look at that. See, if we only had a music expert on the show.
I know, right? I actually have it in my library, but I can't play it right now over the show. Oh, I can actually. Streamers are hearing it right now, but that's about it. What were you asking before that? It was
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. I like Nicolas Cage. He's so cheeseball, but.
And if Marvel retained rights, because I don't remember. I know it was not Marvel who put out Ghost Rider. I can't remember if that's Fox or Sony that was doing that originally.
Listen, anybody who has their name legally changed to be named after a Marvel character when they were previously a Coppola.
it's okay by me.
Exactly.
Nicolas Cage, man. I dig him. He takes everything that comes his way, which is really kind of ends up being some bad movies. But in the good movies, I dig him.
Sure.
So that is there. Ghost Rider was a great hero when he came out. And that sin was amazing. I have Fury Road. I'm not sure if I have the other EISO for him. I think I might. He might be the one of the few characters that I have all the EISOs for. Mm. And I have put him back into play for PvE sometimes, and he's pretty epic. He's pretty fun. So I think the king's going to enjoy his path there to get him.
I'm sure, yeah.
So we have another relevant feature going on, which is...
it's a Pokeprof.
Pokeprof. He is back, and I believe he is tackling Magneto.
Let's oh, good.
Greetings, right. agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood Pokeprof, and this time around, I wanted to talk about the first of the Lockbox heroes, who, despite not being anywhere near as strong as he was on release, is still a force to be reckoned with today. He's the master of magnetism, the original leader of the Brotherhood, and the man who would do anything to fight for the rights of mutant kind. I, of course, talk about Magneto. The first thing that needs to be said about Magneto is that he's immune to any and all psychic attacks and, by proxy, most psychic effects as well. I'm saying this because it makes him a flat-out counter to Emma Frost, mm-hmm. who's been tearing up a lot of agents in PvP recently. You're welcome. The next thing to point out about him is how his magnetized effect works. When an enemy is magnetized through his effects, they'll be unable to dodge any attack through natural evasion. This means if they have some sort of effect that allows them to avoid attacks, such as the cube's effect, they'll still be able to negate the damage they would otherwise take from Magneto. Make sure that you bring a way to give Eric some true strike in battle, especially if you're going to be going up against infiltrators. The most important skill that Magneto has, though, is his final ability, the Magnetic Field. With this in effect, not only does he shield his allies for multiple turns, but should someone break the shield on anyone, they get an extra turn in battle. And because the Master of Magnetism is a tactician, he's capable of equipping the quick-empowered ISO, allowing him to set up the shield and still be able to do some damage in the same turn. Don't forget, Magneto also has an upcoming heroic battle as well, so who knows what new EISO that will have in store for him. The Master of Magnetism is a powerful lockbox hero, if not as overwhelming a figure to fight as he once was. Even so, he's far from helpless and is more than capable of helping out in a fight. Should his lockboxes or individual covers ever go on sale, you should consider recruiting him to your cause. Head back to the Helicarrier agents and see what our host's own opinions on Magneto are.
I think he sucks.
Oh, really?
No, I don't at all. No,
he's a good one to pick up. I don't see him that often in PvP, but he's an unexpected thing to deal with when you do get him on a team in PvP because his, the magnetized, putting magnetized on the whole team, the shield buff that when you break that shield, everybody gets an extra turn. Mm-hmm. That's the tough one. I think he's, I'm surprised I don't see him more in PvP, honestly. I guess you just can't ISO him up to make him true powerhouse. You have to have a good support team for him.
What do we say about the best defense? Besides it's the
football. It's a good offense? Yeah. That's where I thought you were going. What? Really?
But typically the best defensive teams have something that the AI cannot screw up.
Right.
That's why null Kurth teams are always there because the AI can't screw them up. No matter what Kurth does, she will pretty much screw up your attack one way or the other. She's definitely beatable, but it's easier for the AI to play her, whereas Magneto needs to be handled in a certain way, I think, to be the best weapon possible. And I agree with Agent Aranos saying hopefully his new EISO will make him immune to fear effects because Magneto should not be afraid of anybody. Mm-hmm. I think he should be immune to magic effects. Yeah, did you say he is or isn't?
Isn't afraid of anybody in the comics. Yeah.
There's nothing that shakes him in the comics. And magic doesn't have that much of an effect on him either, it doesn't seem like, in the comics. Not that I can recall a definitive face-to-face that he's had with magic, but he, to me, is the epitome of bad guy because he's not evil. He just has his own agenda, and he has his own way of seeing the world. And nothing seemingly can really slow him down.
For some reason, I'm hearing the Wreck-It Ralph thing just because you are a bad guy, it does not make you a bad guy.
Yes, that's awesome.
That is pretty much where we're going with that. Yeah,
but I forgot about the shields. I knew about it, but I did forget about it. I hope his new ASO is much better, because the polarizing really was a bit of a letdown. It was, man, the first heroic battle of the new season, right? It's chapter one, season two. Everything's shiny new. We're all excited. And that crap dropped right after one of the hardest PvP's tournament game days that I had dealt with. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being exhausted, and then ding. Oh, Spec Ops dropped. I'm like, you sons of bitches. I'm back in. And I did get Emma Frost that time. But when I finally farmed it and got his, it's polarizing. And it's, okay, so magnetized keeps you from criticaling, and it screws up your dodge, right? But mm-hmm. you can remove it by any of the clearing methods. Polarizing, you can't remove it at all.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that sounds cool, but it really didn't change how the battles went at all, in my opinion. It just kind of felt like, oh, this is here. Okay. Mm. So I'm really hoping that the new EIS, whereas Emma's, which is, you know, oh, diamond skin doesn't have a cooldown anymore. That changed the game instantly.
That did change the game. Made her more viable for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. I'd like to see just a little something shinier on Magneto's mm-hmm. on.
Sure.
So, and you know, I'll need an alt for him. I want the, can I remember the actor's name who plays him in Days of Future Past?
Oh, the Fassbender.
Fassbender alt. That's what I like.
I was thinking the white suit alt that's been in. That would
be cool.
Uncanny or current timeline.
Uncanny Magneto, I believe that is. Yeah, that'd be cool. Anything would be cool, honestly.
Just not that goofy when he was running Xavier's university, when he was running the gifted school. That costume was really dorky. Was it when he had Meteor M and he had... Exodus. No, it was Colossus had the really crappy costume during that time frame.
Poor Colossus. He doesn't really get cool costumes. I mean, I guess his skin is a cool costume.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it is, right? It's
just covering up your private bits, and that's just not cool, man. I mean, too bad you can't. I don't know. I don't know how you'd make Colossus's uniform cool.
Right. You know, the original Dave Cockrum, you know, John Byrne style costume, I think, is just fine.
What's the alt we have? The Phoenix 5 alt, where it looks like he's in the circus. Every time I see it, I was like, next, we balance on elephants. What are you doing, guys? You're killing me. So that's cool. We do have somebody put in a link here. We're talking about drops of Spec Ops and those kind of things. I have the link to the Playdom forums themselves. This is the actual Playdom forum link. And it's measured up through December 18th, PvP tournament, the last PvP tournament was season 26. Mm-hmm. So here's a general quick rundown of the numbers. Sunday, take a random guess at how many things have dropped over the last 4 years on a Sunday.
Zero.
Zero is correct, sir. Yeah. Monday has a grand total of 13 items at 7%. Okay. Tuesday actually is not bad, which is, of course, our show day. And it's been picking up to me. It's been picking up later and later.
They've been because of the show, of course. We know the reason. It's because of the show. Because why fight it?
We hype up the game. People get excited to play. They're playing while they're listening to us. So they know the show drops Tuesday night. So here's some new content to go along with the podcast. That's what they do. And that's 30 items have dropped to 18%. Wednesday has a 34 item drop, at item being chapters, collections, covert ops, heroes, those kind of things. 20% roughly. Thursday is at 36, at 21%. And of course, the most popular of days, Friday, before you take off for the weekend, 47 things have dropped on a Friday.
Wow. Is there percentages? The percentages are really where that.
Yeah, it's 28% for a Friday drop.
For Friday, that's that. Yep. That I believe that, and everything else is kind of a little bit more split up through the rest. Wow.
Yeah, everything else is 21, 20, 18. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are really close together. I think on average, you're probably going to get a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday drop. Mm-hmm. Because you put those percentages together, that's a bigger piece of the pie than the one big number for Friday.
Sure.
But numbers don't lie. You know, 47 things. And we're looking for the next Spec Ops. The next biggest day, of course, the number one day is 11 for Friday on 35%. However, the next biggest day for Spec Ops drop, Tuesday at 6 items and 19%. I'll take those cube odds. I'll take right. them. Drop it today. It'd be all right. Saturday has
be just fine.
And just to finish it off, Saturday has a 6-item drop. Oh,
there were things dropped on Saturday. I didn't think anything had been dropped on Saturday. Yeah.
2 collection missions.
Mm.
3 covert ops and 1 spec ops.
Yeah, I miss. We need some covert ops.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Man. The last thing we got along those lines was a collection op, and that was it was after Daredevil, because Daredevil had the where you beat the crap out of the people and you get that submissible evidence.
Oh, right. Yes.
Wasn't there one after that, or was that the last collection?
I think that was the other than spec ops collection stuff. Yeah, I think that was the last one. Just a
collection mission. So,
yeah.
Ah, so there you go. Those are the numbers. Nice. Biplayed them themselves. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Very good.
We'll carry on. All right. We are now down to From the Field. Actually, yeah, before that, you want to give a few tips and tricks on MAA 2? Like, you know, whittle down yes. tips. Okay, cool.
Yeah. There's some good stuff. Like, for example, like I said, if you're short on silver, save your gold for Saturdays. That apparently is when they do drop the silver scouting missions. They're limited time, and it's a good time to get silver. Silver seems to be the resource that you kind of pound through the most in this game, aside from energy. I wish there was a way like you have with MAA1 to stockpile energy, but boy, it's a drag that there isn't. Don't forget about your trials. Each hero, in addition to their abilities, you've got trials, and those trials can level up your favorite abilities, so the things that you use the most often, but they also can level up your character, taking from a 1-star to a 2-star, 2-star to 3-star, and you get to those on your hero tab. The far right is trials. You start those using a mix of silver, action points or shield points. What do they call them in this game? They call them ability points. As well as like those things you get from the scouting missions, the research material. Some of those sometimes start your trials, and that'll take you from your 1-star to 2-star. You'll do 5 trials to do from 1-star to 2-star, 6 trials to get from 2 to 3-star. And those, from what I've seen, I've got Hawkeye up to 2-star now. From what I've seen, that's like gaining 2 or maybe even 3 levels in the game.
I did say really, yeah.
It's really good. Hawkeye's a good one to do. Gamora is not a good one to do.
Oh, okay.
Because one of her things right now is bugged. You've got a trial where you have to defeat 30 Kree. Mm-hmm. And no matter how many Kree you beat up with Gamora, you don't yet that bar doesn't advance.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, one more quick thing. If you do decide to 1-star, if you do decide to do the trials for Hawkeye to go from 1-star to 2-star, the only inspired that works, one of the tasks, and I don't have it in front of me because I completed it, but one of the tasks is to do 5 attacks.
While being inspired.
Mm-hmm. It's only his own tactical inspire. You can't use, for example, I've got Captain America's Inspire All Allies ability. That does not work for it. You've got to use his own tactical thing. It took me forever to figure that out. I'm like, dang it, I've done that like 3 or 4 times and I'm not getting any credit for it. And then I decide, well, let me look at his abilities. And sure enough, he's got one.
Well, that leads me to my tip there is every time I, because to me it's an investment of time and resources to do that test. I did the same thing. I got Hawkeye's now 2-star. And I got to say, this is why I don't feel like it's a grind so much, because yes, technically it is. I have to keep going through the same missions over and over to get silver and to do things. But I always have different objectives. Like I want to complete this task with Hawkeye, so I'm going to go for that specifically. It took me forever to actually ask for help in the Agents Only Lounge, and thank you guys for helping out with that. But when I was hunting down Bowman, I could not remember where he was in the mission, so they helped me find him. He's Chapter 2, Mission 2, by the way, for everybody who's listening, in MAA 2. You can find the Bowman really quickly, and you have to defeat him once with Hawkeye to help get that star up. And then Ultron Bots. There's one of the daily tasks is kill 10 Ultron Bots. They're in Chapter 2... Mission 6, I think it is.
Yeah, they're hard. All those things are so damn hard to find unless you go and find resources online. Because, it's like it used to be, you know, you could go into the mission and see, all right, it's, you know, this and this and this.
Yeah.
You just find out really who the main mega boss is at the end of that mission. So the Wikia is really, really good. And the Reddit page is actually really good. Reddit.com/r/MAA2. A lot of great information on there as well. And but I'm really looking forward to the Wikia being up and running or being good, because the I want some good recommendations for you know, team and ISO abilities. Right now, I'm just ISOing to match the color. It's like, oh, I've got two of the ISOs that have the little down-facing bird on them. Yeah, I'm going to use two of those because they match. But, you know, Iron Fist is just getting taken out so quickly. So I'm guessing I need to be focusing on putting more ISOs that boost his defense, for example.
You can do that. And if you can pair it with something that gives him a shield at 50% health and something that gives him the regenerating health, that helps a lot.
The rejuvenating and the barricading, both on Iron Fist. I just need to, what I need to do is actually swap out the chips I've got in there right now for if I've got bigger versions of them.
That was something I did. So I lost my train of thought because I distracted myself. But when you're doing these tasks, I always, when I, because it's a good amount of resource and energy, I turn it on, and then I go do whatever it is. But I do it once, and then I go back and check and see if I got credit for it. Because I was actually paranoid that I was going to do, I didn't know if it did that, but I was paranoid I was going to do what you ended up actually doing, which was, crap, I've done this 4 or 5 times, and I'm not getting credit for it. What went wrong? So that's something, just check yourself. And
before you wreck yourself. Then,
that was in my brain. I was like, nope, I'm going to hold it back. then something else I did was, oh, a lot of my early crystals were 1 or 2 star crystals, but you will pull a lot of 3 and 4 star crystals. So go back and see if you can match your colors or your buffs that you're using them for.
And pay attention to, so the stars, you know, you might think that's like all you have to really look at is the, you know, whether it's an ISO 8 chip or a shard or a fragment or whatever. And you might think automatically that as you go, as you get bigger and bigger, they get better and better. It's the stars have more of an effect on that than you realize, because swapping out what is this one? This is a chip, a 3-star chip for a fragment, which is larger, for a 1-star fragment.
Yeah.
Your attack goes up, but your evasion and your health go down.
Just like with the ISO crystals you use in MAA, each one does something different. So you're right, but you got to really look at what it is you're actually boosting and what effect you'll get.
Yeah. So as you're selling your chips, and you might need to do that to get silver, hold on to your 3-star, your 4-star for sure.
But and, you can sell, if you have a lot, you can definitely sell the one. Well, all the 1-stars can get
good. All the 1 and 2 stars for sure. Just sell them. Yeah. Just get them out of here.
And that's the only thing so far you can sell to raise silver that I found.
Yeah. Which is a bummer, because I've got a lot of unstable ISO 8. You know, it's great for leveling characters, but you have to spend so much silver in concert with those those unstable ISO 8
it's vessels. It's 4,000. Everything, okay, everything takes silver.
Yeah.
Gold is the heart of the game. Gold fuels everything, but silver would have to be the lifeblood of the game, I think. Mm-hmm. Or the breath. If you want to go a little different, though, gold, silver is the breath of the game, because yeah, every little change, every empowerment you do to help level them up faster costs some silver. Everything you do basically costs a little bit of silver, unless it's just a regular fighting action or, you know, canister openings, those kind of things. Gold actually has been pretty decent. I have found that once I spend 5 gold to do refill your energy, I'm like, you know what? I've got a couple more hours I want to play. Mm-hmm. Simple enough. 5 gold done. So I like that they simplified everything is gold purchasable. And gold is the only thing you can buy for money, cash money. I like it. And they do reward you with plenty of gold. You check in every day for a month. I counted it up today. You check in every day for a month, you get 55 gold bars just for checking in.
Oh, yeah. Completing missions, you know, you get the random spin, the roulette, gold, good chance for gold on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. haven't spent a dime of real money in this mm-hmm. game, and I won't until it's released in the U.S. Just in case.
Yeah.
But I've probably had, I don't know, 300-400 gold over the time that I've played for free, and that's with buying buying the randomness of characters. Mm-hmm. That's another complaint. You know, the grindiness of like scouting missions and things like that. But it's a gachapon game, you know, which those little balls you get in Japan come out of vending machines. Those are gachapon balls. And that's basically how you get your characters. You put in your money, you pull the handle, you might get a character. or you might get an ability.
It's like going to Vegas and playing the slot machines.
It is. Yeah, it totally is.
And I treat it that way. I find the positivity in that going, I hit the rare golden canister that you can get for free. I got one. I'm opening it. I'm like, give me a character. Oh, you gave me a 2-star thing that I already had. But the exchange rate is not the same. So you can buy a 2-star power for 400 action points, you know, purple coins, whatever they're called, ability points. But when you get that same one in a canister, it converts to 50%. It gives you 200 back, mm-hmm. which is okay. And that's the same for the 1-star. If you get a 1-star, it's 100 to buy a 1-star. It's 50 back if you win one that you already have. But I got to say, it doesn't take me long to save up for the 3-star ability, which is 1,500 coins. And when you start going from 2-star to 3-star, on your mm-hmm. abilities, it takes 1,000 to 1,500 coins. I can't remember the exact numbers. Slightly over 1,000 coins to open up that task. Because I've already done that on one of my 2-star abilities.
I'm trying
to take it to 3-star. So it depends on your thing. And then one last thing I want to throw out, and of course you can go wherever you want with this, is I remember what Nikolai taught me, which was of not just focus fire in the mission, but focus fire your team. So mm-hmm. I picked 3 main members. It was Iron Fist, Captain America, and Hawkeye were my 3 PvP players. Mm-hmm. And in PvP, you get 3 and that's it. There's no change.
Right, you don't pull in. Yeah.
Right. So I focused on leveling them. Then I ultimately recruited Hulk, and he fit my style better than Iron Fist. So I put Iron Fist back and got Hulk, Hawkeye, and Captain America all
Hulk
to level 22.
Hulk is a great
22.
Tank.
Oh, yeah. I run a double tank team. My Captain America has mm-hmm. the Protect on him, and he has a 50% shield, and he has the health regeneration. Hulk has Protect on him, and 50% shield, and health regeneration. So Hawkeye sits right in the middle, almost never gets touched unless it's an all-area attack.
Right.
And I'll just bounce who's protecting. If it's a... an opposite class of either Hulk or Captain America, I'll use the other one to protect. Or if I see the health getting down, I'll swap it out. So one's taking the brunt of the hits more than the other. Mm-hmm. It works pretty well for me, and I really enjoy it. And there was some other tip I was going to throw in. Oh, yeah. So for anybody who's stealthy, you go up against stealthy people, you go up against protectors. Mm-hmm. I love that you can get around that using all area attack. Currently,
yes.
You can't protect against an all-area attack, and you cannot hide from it either. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice.
It is nice. Yeah, and you can also get the equipable ISO that lets you attack stealthy characters.
Yes, you can.
So that's a nice way to kind of get, you know, if you're on the other side of things, you want to get characters attacked. Yeah, the Reddit page, and I'm assuming soon the wiki as it starts to get filled out, have some good recommendations for good team combos. Iron Man, Captain America, Groot. That's a good one.
No kidding.
Luke Cage is a great tank. I've only got him leveled up to 10, but he might turn into my new tank, because anytime I get an ally Luke Cage that's high powered, he is.
Yeah.
Excuse me. He is right on top of it as far as tanking.
Yes, he is a big protector tank for sure. Yeah. Iron Man, holy crap. He is built to start with that shield. The shield is his tactical recharge.
Yeah.
And man, there's been some that I don't know if they've just leveled him up, because the only way, from my understanding, the only way to level up the tactical and the passive is just to level your character.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like the the active attacks, you can get at 1 star and you can do tasks to make them 2 star, do tasks, make them 3 star, do tasks. You can level those up. You can't level up these, the tactical and the passive. But I'm assuming he's just a high level Iron Man, because sometimes, man, the way the AI plays him, he pops that shield. I'm like, well, I'm not hitting you for right now, because it's just going to be pounding against the wall. Because as soon as you pop that shield, the AI refreshes it on the next turn. So you definitely have to focus on either all area attacks or other team members to take them down. But definitely focus level your team, because it's going to very quickly be like MAA, where you said there's 28 characters in the game, but once you get past 6, you have to then choose who you're going to have on your back row, you know, leveling up, and who are you. So definitely focus on your top 3 characters, and then, you know, 2 behind them is pretty good as well, I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right, good. Good MAA talk. And yeah, go, you know, the Wikia page, the Agents Only Lounge is a good first place to start. The Wikia page, which is, should just be wikia.avengersalliance2, I think. Or avengersalliance2.wikia.com. There it is. And then the Reddit page, I think, is really good. If you can, you know, so far there's not so many people on there that it's really trolly, which is usually where Reddit ends up. But, some good discussions on there. Good team ups, good scouting mission discussion, things like that.
Clairvoyant and some others, I think, are saying they're getting refresh messages in the MAA game.
Oh.
And Lance Dargoon says Wasp is the best tank. I've teamed up with her, but I haven't played with her. But yes, she can be a pretty good tank as well. And something he said earlier, he said the stars on the crystals are how many attributes
they boost. How many abilities they boost, right? Yeah, exactly. Which is cool. Yeah, I've got Wasp. She's currently level 9 waiting for me to go through a scouting mission and research her up.
You know, I'll be honest, I thought the scouting mission was going to be a big locked door. Like, oh my God, I have to have this one thing and I can't find it. I haven't actually experienced that.
It's a pain in the butt for me, because I go through the scouting missions over and over and I rarely get, you know, it's even that easy one that it's like, all right, everybody, you know, destroys everything else in one hit.
Yeah.
I just want the bronze solitaire. You know what I'm talking about. It's such a pain in the butt to try and go through and get it. They need to make those come up a little bit more in the roulette.
Yeah. I can imagine. I haven't, because I've focused on the team that I'm leveling. And I'm sure you do too. I've gone through I keep wanting to come away missions because Star Trek's just in my head. But the scouting mission.
Scouting missions.
And like really that. It's an away mission, right?
I mean, yes, really just don't take anybody with a red shirt and you'll be fine.
It'll be all right. Yeah, no green aliens. They have diseases, so no. but I've gone through, like, so, okay, I know Hulk's he's halfway through level 19. Let me make sure. Oh, he needs a few more things. So I just focus on running the Bruiser scouting mission.
Yeah,
those kind of things. I haven't had problems yet. Early on, I did. I had to play through a couple of times to finally get the stuff. But
yeah, no. The
overall, I think it's a well-rounded game.
I think I went through 5 gold, like 2 or 3 batches of 5 gold, resetting my scouting missions over and over, and did maybe 9 or 12 missions yesterday. And roulette was always coming up with one of the cheaper things or 3 of the cheaper things, and I never got the one. You know, there are always three boxes that have one or two of those Heroes Solitaire thing, and it doesn't come up often enough for me.
And I have to say, so far I only really paid attention in the PvP roulette, because you only have to do 3 daily in the PvP and then you get the roulette. There hasn't been a middle finger prize.
No.
The lesser canisters, you get multiples of them instead of just, one red canister would be kind of a middle finger prize, but you'll get like 3 of them.
Yeah. They're great.
That's cool.
Totally great. Yeah.
So it's been fun.
Cool.
All right. We have some emails. There's 2. Which one? You know what? You take the short one.
Oh, you're so nice. Agent Wiggle says, hello, Helicarrier. Man, Krith is everywhere in PvP, huh? Well, have a good one, guys. Agent Wiggles. Yeah, Krith is, it's like, everybody's running Kurth again on defense. And so if you've got a team that can handle Kurth, then you're probably going to do just fine. You won't need to struggle too much.
I mean, I can beat her with certain things, but I've yet to find a Kurth killer team.
Physical attacks, all area attacks.
So Avalanche Null, like your team's.
Avalanche Null is great. Okay. Kurth is usually last one standing. Like Null and the Agent usually go down before Kurth, but if you just keep putting their all enemy attacks that just keep stacking the amount of crap that drops from the ceiling onto them, it usually wipes them out pretty quick. Like you'll see like five or six of those drop down on them and then they're done.
Yeah, that whole stack up thing. And honestly, how are you not running some kind of magic protection? Because that would take care of part of that. But
yeah, no, I'm not.
The defensive teams you're going up against aren't either, apparently, since you're trashing them with meteor drops.
Well, that's not a magic thing.
I thought it was made magic at one point.
Is it? Oh, really? Okay. Maybe it is now. Well, it didn't used to be.
No, it was not originally, but I'm pretty sure that it is now.
Okay. All right.
So be careful. Yeah,
just ran through my one-shot scouting mission. Here we go. Roulette. Hey, I got one bronze solitaire. Look at this. All right. I'm going to go take Wasp and nudge her over the hurdle that is, because I think she is she's a good tank to have.
Another benefit of that, no waiting. Once you have the supplies, you hit done and it's instant. They level up. As opposed to
the
training that we have to do now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's such a nice benefit, too.
Yes.
Holy cow, yeah.
So Agent Averill writes in, Happy New Year, FTH. Agent Averill here. Are you enjoying yourself so far? We are. We are indeed. Thanks for asking.
We are, yes. And thank you for asking.
Klotz? Yeah, we'll check in with him in a few minutes when you break in the panel.
Right.
So I'm still around, and I have lab entries to provide. I've just been busy and forgetful, mostly sleepy. That may explain why I'm still in gold. Ew. That's what he writes. He's still in goal. Wow. It's like, well, tomorrow I push 18, 12, or bust. I can't say there's much I'm losing to on offense other than forced refreshes. Yeah, I know that. And my one actual loss to Rocket Noir that triggered everything they possibly could. I am working on something big, however. A character is not ready to share just yet. I feel I need to do a bit more research and get the moves and abilities just right. Who is it? Maybe these EISO-8s are a clue. Probably not. That's again what he wrote. I'm not making one minor comments. I love these labs because he comes up with the ideas of things that would work in the game. These are two EISOs today. Dynamite EISO-8. Falcon is the character it's for. Clever Girls. Chance to counter single target attacks against allies with ISOSARS, applying bleeding, ravaged, and flanked. Counts as summoning melee slashing. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then Harmonic EISO-8 for Quake. Sonic Point. All attacks gain guaranteed hit and 40% chance to apply resonating. Removes buffs and prevents the next buff from being applied. Holy crap. That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Catastrophic or high slash guaranteed crits might be too much. And he puts in parentheses there. Until next time, best of luck in PvP, Agent Averill. P.S. Still waiting on that duck, though. This last bonus bar is trying my patience. I feel you there, man.
Yeah.
So,
any idea what character he's working on?
I'm assuming I would read into it that he's coming up with like his own new character to create.
Devil Dinosaur, maybe?
Oh my God, that'd be so awesome. That'd be really cool. That would be really, really cool in the game. You know what, Platinum? You really want to give yourself some competition for MAA 2. Bring in outside characters like that. Devil Dinosaur, things that we haven't seen. You know, that would be... There are so many heroes. She Deadpool would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I think that's what she's called, She Deadpool. Because they play with
Lady Deadpool or She Deadpool, yeah. I can't remember, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those where he makes fun of the name, like, oh, how on the nose can you get? I think Red She-Hulk coming in is a great addition. Just keep that up. Keep the characters up that everybody's read for years and would love to see, and the off-the-wall characters like Howard the Duck. And keep it up, man. It'd be awesome.
Cool. So, very cool.
Here comes the Woodard.
Wow, crazy.
Excuse me. I hit the button and didn't do anything. That's right.
Yeah, you started it.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss has fled.